I am Phil Nee with an update on sports. Lots of local baseball scheduled this weekend, weather permitting. They'll try to get as many games in as they can during the day today at St. Ferial Park in Prairie du Chien. It's the Wisconsin American Legion Baseball Class A 19U State Tournament. Game scheduled today at 10 o'clock. Gaze Mills taking on Horicon. At 1 p.m., Stratford battles Athens. And then at 4, Campbellsport against Little Chute. The opening ceremonies are slated for 6:30. And then tonight at 7, Westby plays Prairie du Chien. Games continue with teams that lost opening round games playing tomorrow morning and the winner's bracket starting again at 4 and at 7. Action continues all the way through Tuesday, August 4th, when they will be doing battle with the winner of Game 12 playing winner of Game 13 and the championship game crowned at 3 p.m. with a Game 15 going on as well. So it's all at St. Ferial Park in Prairie du Chien for the next few days. Home talent baseball last night. Arena with a big win against Wisconsin Dells, 11-4. Reedsburg was a victor against Dodgeville, 13-7. Columbus edged Albion, 7-6. Middleton, 10-7 over Poinette. Other nightly games from last night, Verona over Utica, 4-1. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, 15-4 over Blanchardville. And Schulzburg Benton beat Wyota, 3-0. There are games this weekend, including the opening of the Northern Section playoffs. The Black Earth Bombers will play at the Mazamani Mustangs Sunday at 1 to open up quarterfinal action in the Northern Section. Cross Plains Businessmen will play at the Wisconsin Dells Rivermen also on Sunday at 1. And the Reedsburg Pirates will play at the Ashton A's. This is the last weekend for Sunday League action for the regular season in the Western Section, which Muscadet is a part of. Muscadet will be traveling to Hollandale. That's coming up on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Wyota plays at Verona, Schulzburg Benton at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Ridgeway at Blanchardville as well this weekend, and then teams will decide where they'll be going for the upcoming playoffs. The final eight teams will then be chosen a little bit later on to go to the finals of home talent baseball. The fall sports season will begin soon for lots of athletes around Wisconsin. And first off will be football. Football practice getting underway next week with equipment issued on August 4th and practice getting underway next week. The earliest scrimmage date is August 12th. The earliest game can be played on August 20th, although most teams around the state will play on August 21st and get those first games in. They'll also be looking at the playoffs getting underway for Level 1 October 23rd and 24th. This is the first year in quite a long time that eight-player football will also start on the same day. Many times a player will start the week after, but they both will start with equipment issue and earliest practice days coming up on August 4th for both 11-player and 8-player football. So it is getting to be that time of year again. Volleyball camp at Richland Center High School will get underway on August 10th. You can check out the Parks and Rec brochure for more information. Find more at the Richland Center Volleyball Facebook page or contact Coach Jamie Johnson about that camp, which will be for youth through high school players with special guest clinicians. Once one of the best Badger basketball players in program history, Johnny Davis did not pan out in the NBA. He is now headed to Turkey after signing a contract with the Glint Manisa Basket. Davis played just 12 games in three seasons with the Washington Wizards. Never a great shooter in the NBA, he hit less than 40% of his shots from the field, 27% on three-pointers, and a surprising 56% on free throws. He had been a top 10 selection in the 2022 NBA draft. For the first time in more than a decade, the Bucks are not considered a playoff contender. There's been too much roster turnover to know exactly where they stand. Yahoo Sports reports that odds makers in Las Vegas are projecting Milwaukee to win between 24.5 and 26.5 games. The Bucks have more depth this season, but a lot of that is made up of unproven rookies and young players. The team is given a 5% chance at making the postseason.